Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, from the launch of the Xbox to the Twilight saga, Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me to, throw back to some of the pop culture moments that happened in this week in history. How are we doing?
Good. Afternoon. Yeah, excited to go back in history as always.
Stan Lee.
Yeah, let's start. The 12th of November 2018, we're going back 6 years, when Stan Lee passed away, the American comic book, the writer, the publisher, producer, who started working for a family-run business called Timely Comics, better known now as Marvel.
Oh,
the universe
right, okay.
that we all
well, he's
know.
Spider-Man, that's what I
well,
think of, isn't it?
Stan Lee is the man who co-created Spider-Man, the X-Men, Iron Man, Hulk, Ant-Man and the Wasp. A genius of a guy who brought us massive movies, as I said, started off in the world of comic books, later to the big screen. He also featured a lot in the films and TVs in cameo appearances. A guy who, as I said, spanned many decades, and we're talking about his death, which was 6 years ago. He passed away this week in history at the age of 95.
Oh, 95 years of age. On a much more serious note, the Paris terror attacks.
Yeah, we're going back to 9 years, the 13th of November 2015, the Bataclan Theatre in Paris.
I remember it well. I was actually working here at the time, and it was a Friday night, if memory serves me. And we came in to, a few of us came back in, and Jess was here and a few others, and ended up working that night late, that Friday night. When I think it happened at like 10:30 or 11 o'clock or something.
Yeah, there was a concert on. So the Bataclan Theatre, it's a famous rock venue in Paris. It's going for the last 40, 50 years. But we're talking about 9 years ago when three gunmen entered the theatre. Eagles of Death, they're a metal band. They were in the middle of a performance, and three gunmen came in wearing suicide vests, two of which were detonated. The police later killed one of the gunmen. As a result, 91 people were killed and 200 wounded.
Yeah, it was a serious, really, really serious incident, and probably the first terror attack, you know, on European soil that had happened in recent memory. And it was that's probably why it kind of sticks out in my mind. But yeah, that's 13th of November 2015. This is a sound I know that would have been a familiar jingle in a lot of people's households. Not a jingle, but more the sound of the Xbox.
Sound of the Xbox turning on, and that's what we're talking about. The 15th of November 2001, we're going back 23 years when the Xbox came into our life. The Xbox, of course, made by Microsoft. It was one of the first major consoles produced by an American company after the Atari, which was in 1993. But with the introduction of PlayStation 2, Microsoft kind of got worried because the PlayStation could not only play games, but also DVDs and CD-ROMs. So Microsoft were afraid that how we watched and enjoyed entertainment in our living rooms and homes were going to change and move away from the PC. So Microsoft introduced the Xbox to us. At the time, very, very popular. 24 million units were sold within the year. However, it lost massive money for the company, losing them over $4 billion during its market life. Quite a popular console for a lot of people. Mm. It was always, are you Xbox or are you PlayStation? A lot of people wear Xbox, so much so it was reintroduced time and time again. Xbox 360, Xbox One, the Xbox Series, and there's a brand new one out as well.
Yeah, we were Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo, going back a while.
Yeah, that's really showing my age,
going
isn't
back
it?
A
yeah,
while.
That's what we had in our house. Anyway, we're talking about the launch of this.
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out,
Can you introduce me as Joker?
Yeah, the Joker himself. That's what we're chatting about now. Going back 5 years when we were introduced to the Joker, the film Joaquin Phoenix, starred amazingly as Arthur Fleck, the failed comedian and failed clown who went a bit insane and took out his pain on the people of Gotham. A massive film of the time, premiered at the 76th Venice International Film, where it received an 8-minute standing ovation, which is amazing for a film. One of the highest grossing films of the year, and so much so, only last month, I think it was, a new Joker came out starring Joaquin Phoenix, as well as Lady Gaga.
Haven't had a chance to see either.
Nor have I. The
Marvel, you and I are kind of in the same category when it comes to
the Marvel DC universe. Not something I enjoy, but I understand why millions of people
and a
lot of listeners currently do love it.
You're impossibly fast and strong. You gotta give me some answers.
What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
No, this was way after kind of my time.
Lots of movies to talk about this week.
Yeah.
We're going back 16 years. The 17th of November 2008, that clip you just heard there was from Twilight, a movie that wasn't for my demographic. However, it was for a lot of people. It was starring Kirsten Bell and Robert Pattinson, who was a vampire in the series.
Yeah.
And it was all
just
about
wasn't my
how
bag at all,
no, like, me neither. He, as a vampire, went and saved her and her family's life. Wasn't for me, nor for you, but was again for millions of people all around the world.
It was kind of aimed at sort of the teenage group, wasn't it? It was that sort of.
It was very much aimed at teenage.
So 2008,
girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Did well, though, didn't it?
Did very well. So much so, it came out with a second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth installment.
Okay. The number one song in Ireland in this week in history. You come me open. Yeah, it was the number one song this week, but what year? That's the question. It's Leona Lewis, isn't
Leona
it?
Leona Lewis, yeah. Bleeding Love.
Yeah, and she was X Factor fame, so it's got to be like 2000 and... I think it's maybe 2000 and somewhere between 2006 and 2009. Can I take a 3-year... Age sort of a...
It doesn't really work like that, but you're kind of in the middle.
I'm going to say... Right, I'll just... 2008.
2007 was the year. 17
that's good
years.
Going. I knew it was around that. Yeah, it was kind of in college period, so...
Leona Lewis classic, her most popular song. Originally written and recorded by Jesse McCartney, the American singer, and produced by Ryan Tedder of One Republic. The song was pitched to Simon Cowell, and when Leona Lewis won the X Factor in 2006, part of her prize was a $1 million... pound recording contract.
Yeah.
She was given this song, and as I said, it became her most popular song.
So that was the number one tune in 2007 in Ireland. This was number one in the UK.
It's a classic. Aqua.
Yeah.
Barbie Girl.
It's such a brilliant song. I absolutely love it.
Only DJing over the weekend on Saturday night. And when you play this, it doesn't matter the age demographic, who's in the room, everyone jumps around.
Okay. I think it's maybe 94 or 95.
97.
Oh.
Yeah, 27
close enough
years.
Then. Close enough. Yeah, I was going. Really. Do you know what? I actually had, I thought it might have been 96, but I went back a little too far. Anyway.
Yeah.
And finally, this was number one in the US. God, Kieran.
Joe Cocker.
I know the song, but
I
have absolutely no idea when this was launched, but I'm going to guess. Like, it has to be maybe late 80s, early 90s. So I'll just say 89, but I haven't a clue.
82.
Oh, God,
82.
Nice.
It was
very
the same
far
year.
Away, but...
it was written for An Officer and a Gentleman. The film came out that year. Nice little song. Number one in the US. Never reached number one in Ireland, though. Only hit number three.
Okay, there you go. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Thanks a million for bringing
us on
a little trip down memory lane.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.